After 2 hours of packed hearings before a House committee, it seemed no one was any closer to agreement.
This doesn't work. Your own poll just doesn't work your way, and I'm sorry that you feel that way.
Nope. The communities of Lakeside, Briarcliff, and Tucker all want to incorporate because each wants more local control. Right now, however, only one has a bill passed through a chamber of the General Assembly. That's Lakeside. The new city would encompass the area just north of Emory University and run well past I-285 to the DeKalb County line. Republican Senator Fran Miller is the bill's sponsor. Here he is making the case to House committee members.
I serve these people. They've elected me. They want to be in a city. If two-thirds of those people come to you and say, we want to be part of it, then you would support them. I have no doubt in my mind about that.
But Lakeside opponents say its proposed boundaries are artificial, politically motivated, and come at the expense of other established communities. Hillary Ford lives in Mason Mill, which would be included in the new city.
In my opinion, it's a deliberate move to secede from areas composed of poorer people and people of color.
Marjorie Hull Snook, who also would live in the proposed city of Lakeside, called on all cityhood efforts to come to a halt. She said the focus should be on fixing DeKalb's existing government.
Creating new affluent cities in the north part of the county, that is the status quo. We've been doing that now for 10 years. Has it made DeKalb better?
Interim DeKalb CEO Lee May is calling for a cooling off period, at least until more consensus can be built.
You have a couple of weeks left in session, and I don't, for one, see a resolution that gets us to an informed and substantive decision that we can all feel like is going to be for the betterment of our county.
The House committee is yet to schedule their next meeting, but its chair expects some type of action by the end of next week. Jonathan Shapiro, WABE News, the state capitol.